In 1885, Grover Cleveland was president. It was the year the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York Harbor, and Mark Twain published The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Automobiles hadn't yet been invented, but thanks to the work of pioneering inventors like Thomas Edison, Alexander Graham Bell, and Emil Berliner, humans were able to record sound. A man giving the current date, the 11th of March, 1885. The recording, which is made of glass, is among the earliest attempts to capture sound. It was made by Alexander Graham Bell at his Volta Laboratory in Washington, D.C., and is one of about 400 recordings currently housed at the National Museum of American History.
For these recordings, which are very, very old and probably may not have ever even been played at the time, some of them can sound unintelligible, at least at first. It doesn't just pop right out on your lap.
Carl Haber is a scientist at the Lawrence Berkeley Lab.
It's a little bit more like archaeology, where you have a brush and a pick, and you're little by little chipping away at the thing, and then at some point you'll pick up a word, and then it'll start to crack open, not literally, but figuratively. And it's one of those momentary feelings of, wow, that's the 19th century talking to us. So it's exciting.
In case you couldn't tell, those were the opening lines of Hamlet's To Be or Not to Be soliloquy. Give it another listen. See if you can hear it this time. Back in the 1880s, inventors were using all kinds of media to try to capture sound.
They were really looking at a lot of different materials. Different colors of wax, beige, brown, greenish, on different substrates, brass, cardboard, plaster.
The recordings from Bell's Volta collection are so fragile that there was no way to listen to them without destroying them in the process. Until now. Haber and his colleagues developed a new technology that's made the impossible possible.
We take a picture with a special scientific camera that allows us to look with sufficient detail at this groove that we can actually use the computer to do the arithmetic to figure out how this needle would move. And we make a little computer program that calculates what the sound would be and then can play it on your iPod instead of doing it directly by putting a needle down.
The whole process takes place with minimal handling of the fragile recordings from the 1800s.
That's a very interesting feeling to touch that. We wear gloves, but to touch, you know, what these guys were touching and to think how brilliant they were. Here they were like in the sandbox playing with these pieces and not maybe even realizing how far ahead of their time they were. If you think about it, in that period, photography, sound recording, wireless and wired data transmission, motion pictures, all of those things kind of came into being. And that totally underlies everything in like the information world today.
Haber and his team are also putting their optical technology to work on more local collections. A pilot study is currently underway to decode the Ishii collection here at the University of California's Phoebe Hearst Museum. Ishii is believed to have been the last Native American in California to have lived most of his life outside of modern Western culture. Haber's 3D optical technology is giving new life to these recordings. But it's doing something else, too. It's preventing these important pieces of our history from being lost to us forever. For Northgate Radio, I'm Megan Multenny.